This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's a little statistic for you. A bunch of Americans hide their kinks because they're afraid their partner will leave.
That's how twisted they are.
I can't tell you my kinks. Come on, give me a break.
40% of Americans admit that. They believe the number, though, is likely higher.
Yeah.
Come on.
So a couple of questions we're going to float out here for you. Will you admit you have a kink that you hide? Or have you broken up with someone because you discovered their kink? They unveiled their kink and you went, no, no.
Yeah, no. That's so awkward.
That's what we want to hear. And if you can share, please join us on the Dave and Chuck lines. It's toll free at 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us 469-69. Email too if you have to. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. So, close to half of Americans have a kink they'd like to try with their partner, but they haven't brought it up yet, according to new research. Thousands of sexually active Americans took part in this survey. It found that the average respondent, about a little over 3 months into a serious relationship, they feel comfortable bringing up a personal sexual interest. And we're not talking a crazy kink here, just like something they're into.
Yeah.
Could be anything spanking. From high heels to spanking or whatever.
Like a little choking or something.
Yeah.
But even if it's mild, they wait because they're worried they'll be judged or their partner could leave them.
Well, don't you assume, I mean, unless you have some telltale signs early on, don't you assume everyone's like vanilla? I would just assume everyone is just like, don't do anything too crazy. This is just normal. We're supposed to just kiss and do stuff. And
so you think the majority of Americans are vanilla and the kinks, they're the minority? The people
into
the kinks.
Well, I mean, I know people have stuff that they're into, but I think like kinky stuff is a lot more rare. It's becoming more normal, I think, especially in the younger, young people are into everything.
The show skews my perception of reality.
Yeah, me too.
Because when we talk about something and I think, oh, no one will be into that.
I just think about meeting a nice girl. Like if you met a nice girl right now, like do you think
she'd want to be peed on?
I should probably, do some really dirty stuff. You probably should. Mm. You probably win.
Like the kinks will surface right after you're comfortable with somebody, right?
Right.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
But some never
early
do.
On.
Right. Well, some are too freaky deaky.
Some are too freaky deaky.
Right.
People get too comfortable and they get super freaky deaky and the other person goes, whoa, no.
And I was going to say, I think that's how most of it end. Instead of someone actually like saying, hey, I want to take you in the shower and, let's golden it up. I think they leave after they've done it.
Right, they gave it a shot.
Like, they give it a shot.
They give it a whirl, and then
they're
like,
give it a shot,
and they realize that they're golden.
They can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, for you, what's the kink that you're keeping from your partner right now, or what kink made you break up with someone? We're going to start with Chip. Chip, you're hiding something, is that right?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, Chip, break it down for us. What is it?
Chip.
Okay, so, I like to chew my old lady's underwear.
Do what?
Like if they
chew it.
Okay.
Chew on my old lady's underwear. Yeah.
Lady.
Used, obviously.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
If, like
right.
Yeah. If they had like strawberry shortcake, I'd probably be diabetic.
Yeah. You chew on them too much, you're going to ruin all those panties.
Eating them all. Right. You're eating them all.
Yeah. I've heard of the sniffers and the cover the facers. I don't recall hearing about people chewing them.
Chip eats his old lady's underwear.
Chip can't keep his old lady's underwear out of his mouth.
It's my old lady's panties.
He loves chewing on it.
He pops those panties like bubblegum, like Bubblicious.
Yeah.
Is there a single woman in the world that likes to be called my old lady?
No, but a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
A lot of men say that. No, not really.
A couple problems there, Chip.
They do. They say it. My old lady.
Yeah. My old lady!
Okay.
Chip's like,
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm not like really offended by it, but it's just like, whatever.
I'm trying to piece all this together.
What? Yeah. Go ahead. Piece it together.
when you're chewing, is like the majority hanging out of your mouth?
Or is it all in your mouth?
Or do you put it all in like tobacco?
Depending on the size of a lady.
Yeah, I mean,
if she's a big old lady, that'd be a tough.
It's only one part you're really after.
Big old lady.
I would hope.
So I'm just wondering.
I hope it's not. I hope it's up front and not.
Well, I think it's that whole area.
Yeah.
I think it's the down below part.
The entire triangle.
Undercarriage.
The Bermuda Triangle there.
But do you just chew on that part and like let the rest hang out of your mouth, or you just pop it right in? Like, is she finding just soaking wet underwear all the time?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, God, this is, I don't know how this got all wet.
Yeah. Chip, get down here. Yeah, I don't know.
She got to start putting hot sauce on her panties when they're dirty. She stops chewing on them like you do with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Or that bitter stuff.
I don't think that Chip's old lady freaks out much.
I don't think she cares.
She's like, listen, I'm Chip's old lady.
She's Chip's old lady. Yeah, she doesn't care.
My existence is Chip's old lady.
He's Chip the panty chewer.
I don't freak out about much. Chip likes to chew on panties.
Hey, he likes my panties. He likes to chew on them. So what? What
big
the
deal?
But he did say he's hiding it. Mm-hmm. He did say he's hiding it.
Yes. Oh, so. Yeah. But she might, I don't know what Chip's old lady's all about.
If she's okay with old lady, she could be okay with panty chewing. Right.
Well,
you never know. You never know. Sergio from Boston, he's on the other end of this. Sergio, you had to leave someone because of their kink.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us what she was into that made you flee.
She wanted me to give her the whole fist.
Oh, yeah.
Whole fist.
the whole fist, you say.
Yeah.
Is this right away or later on
in the relationship?
Well, we kind of like got back into dating with each other after like a very long period of time, so it really cut me off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she had been doing that before,
I guess, right? It'd be like crazy, you dated someone a long time ago, and then they were so vanilla. It's 8 years have passed, and then you get into contact with them again, and they were a certain way with you.
Yeah.
And now they're like... You know,
they went into their like slutty cocoon. And became a full slutterfly.
Yeah,
slutterfly, fly, slutterfly, fly.
That would be crazy.
That's a crazy request. You'd get some awkward silence from me for about 4 minutes. I bet
four minutes. A long time.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I gotta go.
Well, I just know that the accommodations for you then have changed.
Yeah.
The room is much larger than you.
The whole game's changed, Dave.
And I feel like it's only the beginning.
Right. If she starts out with fisting, where does it end?
Back there.
Fire dildos.
Dildos of fire!
You got my attention.
Fire dildos.
I think it's,
Yeah.
So there's two questions for you right now. What's the kink you're hiding because you're afraid to tell your partner? Remember, you can be anonymous and ask for voice-changing technology if you must. And the other side of this is, what kink did someone reveal that made you dump them? So you can be on either end of this here, 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. Also in this survey, 41% of people have been asked to try something that made them feel uncomfortable. Of those, 85% were comfortable letting their partner know that it made them uneasy.
It makes me uneasy.
25% say, though, they did try it eventually. 75% are comfortable letting their partner know when they're not satisfied in bed. And when partners are comfortable expressing their own needs, they say it does lead to better sex, according to 90% of these people.
We've been saying that for years.
Yep. You got to be open and honest.
Right. Even about your fist stuff.
Well, if you need the double action,
you're better off to find someone that will give you the fist.
Yeah.
Who is fist willing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's what you require instead of getting it.
Do you know there was a He-Man character called Fisto?
Oh, my God.
He had a giant hand. I'm not even kidding.
I love the guy who came up with him.
Fisto!
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, here's some text coming in.
What a power.
My coworker came home, found her husband dressed in her clothes. She left and divorced him. This one, I have hinted with my partner about what I'm into, but not entirely. I love the feederism lifestyle she would never understand.
Does he keep feeding them food? Is that one of those?
Oh, feederism?
Feederism.
Feederism.
It seems like that's what it would be.
Mm.
Feedies.
An underground sexual fetish which involves one partner, the feeder, feeding the other.
Yeah, they encourage
to obtain
weight.
Sexual arousal and encourage weight gain in the feedie. So you chub him up.
Yeah, you chub him up.
You chub him up. He likes them big, round, and juicy.
But he wants you normal.
And then he feeds you, and then he controls your weight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you just think of a song, Dave?
I think he wants them big, round, and juicy.
I love it.
It's a hook.
That's from something.
Probably. It's in my head somewhere.
It's got to be from
something. Probably a commercial.
Yeah, a lot of women wouldn't be into that. Feederism.
Well, no. Feederism, I think, is a way to keep you.
It's like a controlling aspect.
It comes from some place of, I have low self-esteem, so I love you, so the best way to keep you around, if I love you, is to get you as big as possible so that other people
are not as attracted to you.
Right.
Yeah. Anonymous is with us. We're talking about two things here. Hiding a kink from your partner, or when they reveal a kink, it made you walk away from the relationship. Anonymous, what side are you on there?
Morning, guys. Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
I had a girl that I was seeing for a while that was really into pain, which I was okay with. But at the point when she wanted me to start drawing blood and pretty much told me to rub it on her face, like something from like The Lion King, like Simba. Oh. That's where I draw the line. You know, I'll get it in the shower when they're on their lady times, but I'm not drawing blood and playing in it.
Nope.
Ew. Oh, my God, yeah. No.
No drawing of blood.
Nope. I get that. I wouldn't be able to do any blood play. I know.
But here's the thing. I really think if a girl tells you, you know, hey, I want you to tie me up. I want you to, like, dominate me. I still think they're only telling you.
Right.
75. A portion of it.
I think they're only telling you 75% of where their mind really goes.
Right.
You know?
Easy win.
Or I don't even know, Lise, if they'll ever tell you, like, the full amount.
You don't think if you go along with blood pay, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, then let's see.
It's possible, but, like, at some point, you have to know if you're incredibly wild. And if you're, like, having to talk some, like, sometimes two wild people just get together and it's wild.
Right.
But then a lot of times it's, like, one wild person, then they have to, like, drop hints.
Right.
If you're dropping hints to a guy because he's not doing stuff to you, eventually you're going to get to a point where he's like, I can't.
I'm not qualified.
Like, this is nuts.
Voice changing technology here as we head to our next caller. The number is 1-855-954-6969. Anonymous, how are you? Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi. So you're hiding something from your lady right now.
Yes, I am. Is this voice changing?
It is sure voice changing is. Technology, yes.
All right.
This is something you think if you told her, she may not want to be with you.
Well, if I told her that I was bisexual, I know that she would not want to be with me.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what you're hiding from her.
Between that and yes, that I like it sometimes up the rear, but I've always had the fantasy of doing it with her. Getting pegged, and now every single time I listen to this show and people call in and say prepare to peg, I am always
it's hard to get it out of your mind.
Brings up bad memories.
Oh yeah,
bad memories are
well because
memories.
He just hasn't yet.
Right.
Oh, he so, wants
so,
to
so advice to you know to me how could I bring that up to her. You know, she has dildos and whatnot, but how do I do that?
Lisa? Got any ideas for this one?
How does he let his lady know he'd like to prepare to peg? And you want to be able to do it and not have her walk away.
Exactly.
Okay,
I've been together with her for 6 years.
Okay, so my advice would be the long, slow play. Okay? The long, slow play. It has to start as hey, when you're doing, like, going down, why don't you...
Digital.
And you can start with just, like, I'm curious. as to what it's all about.
Does she know that you're bisexual?
No. No, she does not.
You probably should tell her that.
Lisa, you know I can't do that.
Have you been? So you've been with fellas?
Yes, through the magical app of Grindr.
Okay. Have fellas entered your promised land?
Yes, but not too many times.
Right. Okay. But one entrance is enough. Once you've been entered, you're entered. You've been entered. So you know already that you enjoy that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
But you'd like it from her.
I would just say, like, if you're trying to keep someone, it's the slow play for everything. Lisa's probably right. You should probably just be like, hey, this is who I really am.
Don't waste anybody's life.
Like, don't waste your own time.
Yeah.
You know, like, life is short, man.
Yeah.
Time keeps on slipping.
Yeah.
Like Dave and Steve Miller say.
All right, Dave, all the best.
That's
let us
Dave
know.
Has for you.
Let us know if she pegs.
That was Steve's advice.
The eternal words of Steve Miller come to mind. Fly like an eagle. Time keeps on slipping. So get one in the butt. It's like, you know, think of Steve Miller while you do.
The crazy part is, the whole time we were talking to him, the other song I was thinking of is Linkin Park. It starts with one finger.
That's a wild new take on that.
That's the other one I was going with.
Yeah. That's funny to give him sexual advice on just you, Steve Miller lyrics. I'm reminded once again of Steve Miller.
Big old jet airliner. Come forth to take me away.
Those words, they have weight.
Goodness. Sometimes you just don't know. I don't know.
You don't know what to say.
Tell a guy to get pegged. I don't know. I'll let Steve Miller handle it.
Yeah, Steve Miller, this is a job for you, bud. Got a good old Space Jam for you.
That's the advice he came here for. Yeah.
I was told today to... I was quelled today by a Steve Miller.
I figured my life out today by listening to...
Jason the Jew, he's more bold. He says, go big or go home. Get on the bed with her stuff right in your... and just take a chance. Like, either it's all or nothing.
He's about not cutting to the chase.
Right,
yeah. Well, look, you're unhappy, right? Yeah. You're not getting it, so maybe that'll be the best thing.
Well, I think he knows. Like, if he can't even tell his girl he's bisexual, then he's never going to be able to cross that.
I think that's a tough sell, though, for someone who's not, like...
ready for it.
Yeah.
That's a tough sell. Sure it is.
I mean, he's a joker.
Yeah, he's a smoker. He's a midnight toker.
He gets his loving on the run.
He does. He really does.
Anyways, okay. Less Steve Miller, more of you. Voice changing still. Anonymous, you actually have some advice for the last guy who was looking to be pegged.
Yes, I do.
All right, what is it?
Well, so, like, you gotta kind of gauge his girlfriend, right? You gotta see if she's, like, gay community friendly, you know, and is, like, into her own kinks. If she's into, like, BDSM or something like that, you should, like, know that. And if she is, she'll peg you, you know? That's, like, how my girl is, you know? She wanted to be tied up and all that stuff. And I wanted to get my butt poked.
Yeah. Oh, so you both do that to each other. You tie her up and she pokes your butt.
Yep.
I do feel like if you found someone that was, like, they want a whole whack of stuff done to them,
that they'd be more open?
I think so. Like, I do. Like, they want everything done to them. You don't think they'd take a night off from that?
Right.
To pound you?
Hey, man. Abracadabra. Want to reach out and grab you.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. What about thumbs keep on slipping into my rectum. That's another one.
Incredible.
Down in a hole.
It's better than the original, really.
Wow, this guy in Bradenton, I'm not going to give his name or number, he's like, I like to eat the booty. Put my number on the air, my girlfriend dumped me over it.
put my number on here.
I'd like you to know I'm from Bradenton.
Oh, there's a Bradenton booty eater up for grabs.
Bradenton booty eater. Who wants to contact the Bradenton booty eater right now? We have his number. James will give it to you.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
The Bradenton booty eater. Sounds like the Jersey Devil or something. Like you'd find it in the woods.
I would feel like that would be a almost normal thing.
Booty eating?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that crazy.
I know, but I think that girls are fine with it.
Oh, you mean like a girl doing it to a guy?
No.
Well, no, I think that's
girls,
way less.
Girls,
but I think
it done.
He wants to do it.
Yeah, no, he's the booty eater. He eats the booty.
Yeah, he
That's the craziest
what?
Thing.
What the wrong?
He's a booty eater. He's a booty
eater. Booty eater. Booty eater.
He's a booty eater. I don't know what was happening there. I skipped.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a different way to say it, but I just ended up going with booty.
Yeah, I mean, you're down there. Things are close.
Yeah, I just would have assumed that it would be.
It's kind of not that crazy an act, right?
Right. Not these days, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, some other things here. So what we're talking about is 40% of people hide their kinks because they're afraid their partner will leave if they tell them. So is that you? Are you one of the 40% that's hiding their kink? And if so, what is it? Or are you the other amount that you've dumped someone because someone has revealed their kink and you couldn't handle it? This person says, I have a thing for pregnant women. No way I could ever reveal that to my wife, though. Especially if she's never going to be pregnant again or anything.
Mm-hmm.
This person said, I started dating my boyfriend. Then I found out about his kink. His friends all swing and have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I was freaked out, but I got into it and we're still together.
Hmm. Yeah, sometimes it works out like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine you get thrust into that world.
You get roped into swinging.
It's the perfect girl, you know, but that they have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like you're a real social butterfly, huh?
Yeah.
Like, they have sex with a masquerade mask on.
Yeah, they all bang
I
each
see.
Other.
Here's another one. Now, this guy revealed his kink and he lost his lady. My girl broke up with me because I like to rip holes in her panties, and then that's the way I enter.
Okay.
She just got too expensive.
Sick of me destroying her panties and thought it was odd.
Mm. Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, she's not the one. That's a light kind of thing.
It really is. I think so, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, every pair of panties. You
know, he was kind of pulling to the side, right?
Yeah, but no, but he doesn't like that. He wants to hold.
But you know what I would do? I would just be like, listen, I went out and bought all these just cheap, like the white cotton cheap ones.
Right.
Let me rip these. I don't want to rip any of your good stuff, the stuff that you're actually going to wear.
Yeah.
There's a way around anything.
She was just too weirded out by it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I want a nice foot job from my partner. How do I bring that up? So that is where then she would say, use her feet to stimulate your...
But if you're a guy, you just grab the feet, right?
Then you just use them?
You just grab the feet.
You just have some,
You just take her choice out of the... You know, she's already naked with you. You got a shabon. You grab the feet.
You're going to be better than she could probably do.
Right.
That's a hard action.
It is.
I hope she's prepared
for
it. She kicks
you. Yeah,
what are you doing?
Smash her in my nutsack.
What are you doing?
I feel like it would take a minute to even process what the heck was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's
it's different
all over
when
the
a
place.
Girl wants a foot job.
Geez, that's a. That's one you don't know what's next.
I'm sure you don't.
You don't know what's next.
I'm sure you don't. This guy says, I love bathing my fiance. She doesn't know it's my kink. She just thinks I'm a really loving boyfriend. She's got to know.
She knows.
She's got to know.
Come on, she just
I don't have a bathing kink, but I'd bathe someone.
Oh, like, I would too in a heartbeat. But
me?
If I ask you every time to bathe you, you know something's going. I'm not just like being romantic.
Yeah, she
I would
knows.
Put a chair down. I would just be like, if I was just invited in to any kind of bathing time.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh,
I'll set a chair up and watch you bathe.
I have a bench in my shower just for that.
Yeah. Just watch him bathe.
Yeah,
it's my watching perch.
That's, yeah. It's where I bathe all the women.
Yeah. So she knows, dude. Yeah. You think it's your big secret? She knows exactly what
no,
you're
like that
up
is
to.
Just so nothing. Mm. Like, a girl in a bathtub is... it's one of the best things.
Come on. It's lovely. You know, bubbles caressing the areola. Good time.
Okay. Let's not get too carried away.
I'm just
Steve
saying.
Miller.
Right. Steve Miller. E-Boogie is up next with us here. Hello, E-Boogie.
What's up, y'all? Y'all good?
Yeah. Haven't been better. So the question is, are you hiding a kink or has someone broken up with you because of your kink?
Okay, now I had to break up with somebody because of their kink.
Okay, what was it?
Okay, I was telling your phone screen that she liked to dine on the brown divine. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yep.
Goodness, yes.
She was backdoor little Joe. You get me?
Oh, yeah. No, loud and clear, sir. Yeah. 10-4. Yeah. What's your 20?
Yeah.
So you're that doesn't tickle your fancy at all.
No, well it tickled. It tickled. Yeah.
But you didn't like it.
Yeah, man. She had me biting pillows. So here's the thing: everything I'm digging is on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. You like front service.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's service the front. So we're doing what lovers do. And she says, turn around. And already it's looking bad when they say turn around.
It's real bad.
Yeah, your options are starting to
Oh, my
to
God.
Be.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to be on my stomach. No,
no reason for me to turn. Then she says, turn around and arc it up.
Yeah. So you just said, come on, take the money and run, right?
With enough tequila, you'll do some things.
Right.
But it got scary because she says, just turn around and let this happen. I felt like jailfish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah.
Right.
No
that's good. The type of stuff will leave you sitting on the side of a bed just asking a bunch of
questions.
Yeah.
Crying, holding yourself crying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, I hope she doesn't wake up.
All the best, E-Boogie. Take care.
All right. Y'all be cool, baby.
Yes,
I'll
be cool. E-Boogie and his backdoor problems.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I just can't even imagine. Hey, roll over.
I'd be like, why do you want me to do that?
So many bad things that could happen.
So, I got to better get dressed.
This woman has not ended it yet, but she said she is having a hard time with her husband's kink. He likes to watch me by myself, she says, which is fine, except he likes to hear me say other people's names, celebrities, porn stars, even my exes. The bigger dong I talk about, the more it turns him on.
You got yourself the beginnings of a class Coca-Cola.
She says, I'm literally running out of people to use, and it makes us argue. Plus, I married him, and it's kind of phony that I talk about how bad I want other people. I feel like it is a step down cuckold lane.
He just pulled down the lane.
Yeah, he's testing it out.
Oh, man, that just sucks to, like, marry someone before finding out that they're a cuck.
Oh, they're married.
They're married. Yeah, that's
my God.
Like, it's not, I don't think it's right if you have something like that where you're a cuck or you're into something that's so outrageous that you're just not on it, especially before you get married.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, you kind of selfishly, it's like imprisoned them a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did for sure.
Like, and you've lost, who knows their situation, but. They could be totally locked into all these really big financial things.
Yeah, it's not easy to get out of.
No.
Yeah.
This one, I dated a girl for a couple of weeks that wanted me, to bang her face so hard that she would then regurgitate.
Yes.
But wanted me to continue until I was done.
Hmm.
But once the throw-up happened, he said he was out.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense, right?
Sure does. Goodness.
The old bang the face. Not a Steve Miller song.
No, no.
We have no Steve Miller.
No.
I don't know. Let me check his greatest.
I eat up. I can't cool down. Yeah, I don't know. There's lots out there, you guys. There's lots. Just be careful, one, who you ask, how you ask. But also know that if you don't ask, you'll probably regret.
Yeah.
Not
sure will.
Living that.
If that's don't trap anybody.
Right.
Don't trap anyone. And
ask some questions before you just turn around.
Don't turn around without asking questions. That's a perfect
arch
tip.
Your butt up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Logan Express bus driver has been removed from his duties after he appeared to be addressing an envelope while driving this bus to Logan International Airport. Here's the story from Boston 25 News. Take a listen in to their report on what happened here. Go.
Oh, he's really paused.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, he's not
there's
doing
a lot
it.
Of dead. His video's not starting, I guess. Oh, that's tragic, though, how long they're making him stand
some
there.
Things apparently just
oh,
can't
my God.
Like addressing an envelope at the same time you're at the wheel of a possibly 30,000-pound bus.
I was terrified at the thought that he does this all the time.
2 days ago, Jerry Sibley of Foxborough boarded a Logan Express bus to the airport.
I like to sit in the front seat of the buses.
Of course
and,
you do.
I like to look out the window as we're driving.
But that front row
sure
seat came with an unexpected show, one that Sibley recorded on his cell phone. It shows a driver devoting attention to papers in his hand and at times taking his hands off the wheel.
I must have watched him for 15 seconds in utter disbelief that he was driving this bus. His hands were off the wheel.
We interviewed Sibley via Skype from Florida. He's sensitive to the subject of distracted driving since his son was killed in a distracted driving incident 11 years ago.
Since that time, I have worked tirelessly to get legislation passed.
So far, those efforts have failed. But this video, well, it's already had an effect. Massport telling Boston 25 News, passenger safety is our top priority. The driver in question was removed from his duties. And Massport says it is Paul Revere Transportation in Chelsea that actually provides Logan Express service. We reached out to that company, but did not hear back.
Well, the driver needs to be fired. He is entrusted to the care and safety of nearly 50 people potentially on that bus.
If you were on a bus and the driver was doing his mail, you know, or as this guy is doing, obviously, would you say something to the guy if you could see him? Or would you just let it slide and hope for the best?
No, because I feel like he could handle it.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a son die, so
right,
I'm not in the same book. Right. As him, but I just feel
he's
like
he's hypersensitive. That's for good reason.
Yes, for good reason. He's hypersensitive. I'm just saying, for me, I understand that, you know, for the majority of that video clip, just so everyone knows, the bus was stopped. It started
moving.
Yeah,
it appeared
moving,
to be at a light.
And he, like, sort of wrapped it up and put what he was doing away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
But even so, that's still distracted driving. Even
I get
when
it. That's, I can't argue
even when
it.
You're at a red light. And
I'm not
going to
argue it against the guy whose kid died.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was just thinking whether or not I'd say anything if it got out of control.
No, I mean, like, think about it. We were on that bus that the chick wasn't distracted. She was just the most terrible bus driver of all time.
Remember, so it was this really old broad. We took a bunch of listeners to a theme park on a trip years ago. It was a nightmare. And but they brought this woman out of retirement to drive the bus for us
because
they couldn't get anyone else.
Don't bring drivers out of retirement.
No joke. They brought her out of retirement to drive this bus for us, and she was horrible. To the point where, as I said before on the air, I had to turn. I couldn't look. I had to turn around and face the other way on the bus because I thought, I don't want to see when we're going to die.
Yeah, like. But the thing is, like,
but
it's not like any
of
us.
She was distracted. Like, she had a clipboard and stuff she kept looking at, and she couldn't see it, so she'd hold it right up in front of her face as we're on the freeway.
Yeah, but, like, none of us said anything, you know
what
I mean?
No, we didn't.
Like, no one said
anything.
Well,
we bitched about it, but we didn't say anything to her.
There's nothing scarier than, like, a really old-ass bus driver. I've seen a really old-ass bus driver. I don't even know if this guy could see or hear.
Mm.
He was so old.
Yeah, my girlfriend just took a picture of her. She's in Mexico right now, and her bus driver was texting while driving in Mexico.
Oh, God.
She
oh, my God. Picture of Mexico? It. I don't know if she, oh, my God. Mexico yes. bus driver is paying attention or terrified.
Yes. Yeah. No, like, honestly, I've never been on a faster bus in my life than Mexico.
Me, too. I've like, never been as scared on a bus.
They floor it.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, I feel like we were going 100 miles an hour. In a bus oh at God. One point.
I don't know if it was that fast, but I know I was scared to death. Mm. We were weaving in and out of traffic and
it's
stuff.
True.
They like, just they are a total different breed yep. of drivers over there. Yep. All of them, but bus drivers too.
Yeah. Yep. We were on a bus and a full load of stuff fell out of a guy's pickup truck in front of us, and we were going so fast there was no way to
stop
avoid it that he just ran it all over. Like couch and chairs and whatever else was in this Mexican guy's pickup truck that all just spilled out because it was held on by a piece of twine.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? It's different down there.
James had a situation like this. Is that right, James?
Yeah, man. I had some warranty work done on my car, and the shuttle from the dealership that would take me from the dealership back to my house, he was like, and he had to schedule like his own like routes or whatever. So on the way, he's driving me to my house. He answers his cell phone in one hand, and he's got somebody else who needs a request to get picked up. So then he takes his phone, puts it on the other shoulder, puts it in his ear, gets out a pen and a piece of paper, and now he's holding the piece of paper and the pen, and he's driving with his thigh, writing down this person's address to go pick up after he drops me off. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anybody do that. Like, I wasn't, like, fearful of my life.
You didn't say anything, though.
Well, no. It was right before Christmas time, too, and I figured if I were to report it, he'd probably lose his job, but I didn't want that kind of, like, heat on my conscience.
Yeah.
But I was still, like, shocked that he was actually doing that while I'm sitting in the drive, like, the seat next to him. I'm just looking right at him like, hey, you know you're driving somebody right now?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have at least a hand on the wheel, you know?
I just am thinking of last year we were in an Uber, Amber and I, and the guy was...
Oh, I was just going to bring up
he
Uber.
Had his map on one phone, but he had another phone that he was texting with. And, like, he'd text and look up, but there's one point he was texting for, it must have been at least 5 seconds, where I was like, okay. Mm. And I didn't say, hey, stop, but I'm like, hey, how far are we away? Mm. Just so he'd realize that I was looking at him and, you know, paying attention, and then he put his phone down and
When I was in Vegas with the worst Ubers of all time, that's all this Uber driver seemed to do was be obsessed with that little phone that was connected to her, like, vent. You know what I mean? Because she was on the Lyft app and she was on the Uber app, and she was trying to get directions, and she was so enthralled with that. I was like, I got the directions here. Like, we're good, you know, but wouldn't leave that thing alone. And I'm like, you already don't know what you're doing. Like, you're already the worst Uber driver of all time.
You've had bad Uber.
So I guess it was kind of scary, not scary, but I was just like, God, what am I like? I've done this to myself. Like, I'm willingly in this lunatic's car.
But you don't know getting in. That's
I paid
how it's gonna
for
be.
It.
This woman said, I guess it could be a guy. I don't know. I cried on a Mexican bus.
I don't.
And
listen.
We were on it for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't. I'm telling you.
It's
when
the
they are weaving
thing.
In and out of traffic God. Like like NASCAR.
I've never been on one.
Oh, my God.
Neither.
I took one years and years ago in Cancun and just was like, oh, this is it.
Yep, Cancun's where I took mine too, and what a frightening experience!
Crazy, they just barreled through that furniture or whatever.
Nothing stops them. Really, nothing stops them.
That bus was on the way to like Mexican ruins. Same trip. Young guys were on the way, and they ran over some guy's full living room, and he pulled the bus over, and then gave it a kind of a. And then we just kept going.
So I said, have you guys ever been in a cab in the Bahamas? Terrifying. I think most of those Caribbean
islands, they
drive differently.
Mm. Yep.
This one, I coach, and we were on an away trip, and the bus driver was falling asleep at the wheel. The coaches were yelling at him when he was nodding off. Mm. That's a lot more terrifying.
Yeah.
Got so bad, they said we had to stop at a rest stop, and the other bus driver had to switch with him. Not fun. Someone said, I rode a bus in Costa Rica. Went through like a 4-lane dirt road roundabout. Most certainly thought that was the day I was going to die. driving a bus in a foreign land is terrifying.
Driving in a foreign land is pretty scary, just because usually the roads suck real bad, and you don't really know where you're going.
Right.
When I had that weird, I don't know, the Asian taxi driver in Paris, remember I told you? Mm-hmm. And there's that giant roundabout near the Champs-Élysées where it's like eight lanes. It's a roundabout with eight lanes, and he just plowed right into the middle of it with a million cars. I was with Amber and the kids going, ah!
Oh, my God.
Super scary. Tyler has a comment here. Hey, Tyler, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
So I went to Jamaica my spring break in high school, and we had a little shuttle bus. It wasn't really a bus. It was a small, crappy van from the airport to, you know, our resort. And as soon as we get in the car, it's packed full of people, and our driver starts on his phone and playing a game on a Game Boy. This was 2 years ago. So he had a Game Boy in his other hand and driving with his thigh. And then he would pass people and make the oncoming traffic pull over. So he would pass people even when oncoming traffic was coming and then just honk the horn and the oncoming traffic would pull over.
So it's like playing chicken.
Yes, yes. And then everybody would be screaming and he goes, yeah, man, it's good, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Everything is irie.
No, it's not, Phil.
Not good at all. This one, in Punta Cana, our bus driver hit a pedestrian on a motorcycle and then continued to constantly honk the horn until he got up and got out of the way. Move!
Jesus.
Tom. Hiya, Tom.
Chip Weef. All right, so one time I was down in Mexico, and we were kind of driving through the mountains, and our tires on the right side ended up popping, and the bus driver started to veer towards the edge, and, you know, it was like, you know, there was no railing, so I thought I was going to die. And we ended up having pulled off to the side of the road, and in Mexico where we were, there's all these little huts where people will change your tires. And we had like a 14-year-old kid, and I swear, an older 14, he ended up changing our tire, and we just drove on. But, you know, it's the scariest moment of my life.
Hanging over a cliff on a Mexican bus, and that's how you go.
Oh.
And that's it. That's it for you.
That's all, folks.
Yep.
So I think it just happened somewhere.
It did.
Where a tourist bus just went over.
They got off a cruise, right?
I think so, yeah. I remember seeing it in the news where a bus went over and... Bye.
Yeah, I forget. 12 killed in bus crash during Mexican cruise excursion. They were going to the Mayan ruins.
Yeah, they wanted
to. Oh my gosh. Several times.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I've been on one of these crazy buses. On my bus, they ran over a living room.
Yeah.
On this bus, it went over the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, I know, and I've done a ton of excursions through the years.
Yeah.
And I've been on some shady rides.
Dave, do you think that there's the training, like bus driver training in Mexico, the way that we would have to, like, do you think you need a certain license there?
Oh, I'm sure you
or
do.
Is it just,
I think it's just one, they deal with a lot more crap on the roads than we do here.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Well,
over
it doesn't
there.
Seem like there's laws.
But I think that they're generally, I always thought, just from my experience, their tour bus drivers seemed a lot more trained. You know, they drove safer than like the city bus drivers.
Oh, the city bus is the craziest thing I've ever been on in my life. That guy, I feel like he was just one of the people that was standing on the road, and every once in a while they switch off.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to drive the bus for a couple hours?
This person said a Thailand shuttle bus shaved years off my life.
Thailand? No way.
Hold on to your butts.
Here we go. Oh my God. Our bus driver in the Bahamas was drinking a beer and catcalling women on the streets. While drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Sarah from Livonia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about taking a scary ride.
Yeah. So I had an Uber pick me and my friend up from the bar one night. She was about to put her cigarette out, and he's like, oh, it's fine. You can smoke in here. He goes, actually, you guys want to smoke some weed? We're like, oh, we're good. This guy was either drunk, high, or both. He blew at least 2 stop signs, almost blew a red light. At one point, we looked up, and we saw that his eyes were closed.
No.
Terrifying ride of my entire life. The second we got home, I reported him to Uber and called the cops.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is pretty
it
damn
scary.
So scary. You do not want that at all. Tour bus in the Bahamas, leaving the parking lot, he hit a parked car. He told us not to worry about it, that he didn't have insurance. He just left, and we never mentioned it again.
Huh.
When I was on a bus in Cancun, my bus driver lost his mind with road rage against another bus driver. I thought that was the day I was going to have to join a Mexican bus gang to survive. Whose side are you on? Took a bus in Antigua to go ziplining. They drive on the opposite side, but apparently that didn't matter to the driver when he took a corner in the wrong lane and we almost got into a head-on collision.
Oh, my God.
My husband promptly threw up as soon as we got off the...
That's so sad.
Scares you so bad you puke.
Yeah.
Scariest ride you've been on, Craig?
Ripcord. Jamaica for my honeymoon. One of the places that the resort will take you to is called Rick's Cafe, mm-hmm. where you can do cliff diving and eat dinner and everything. You get a two-hour window of when you're supposed to be there, and our bus driver stayed there. He took his break. He sat down, had dinner, was drinking beers and hanging out with the other bus drivers. And then, all right, man, 6 o'clock, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Different
rules. Yeah. Different rules apply in these foreign lands. You do roll the dice. You got to realize
really
that.
Yeah. You really do.
Steve, yours happened in Belize.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Lifeless eyes and CrossFit.
Black eyes like a black eye.
Yeah, I was driving we were in Belize on a tour bus. And the driver was driving in and out of traffic, weaving in and out of lanes, driving on the shoulder, driving all over the place. I asked the guy, I go, what's the speed limit in Belize? He turns around and looks at me with a smile and says, you drive 55, you stay alive.
Wow. Mm.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go under 55, you're dead?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
Our shuttle bus from the airport in Punta Cana, passenger van. When another couple was dropped off, the sliding door just fell right off.
Oh, no. You lost another one.
In Aruba, friends asked our driver to take them to get drugs. Then the driver did a line of coke right before we took off. I was scared crapless.
I can't even imagine someone doing a rail. Like, yeah. Hang on to your butts.
I'm going to need this to be alert.
Scott, yours happened in Morocco. Your scariest ride.
Yeah, I was over there in the Marines, and we had to go from the airport to where we were training at. It was about a four-hour drive, and we were on, like, four lanes of traffic on a contracted bus. And four lanes of traffic, be about 12 cars across. There's people, a family of four on a moped loaded out. You got a kid on the handlebars. You got dad driving. You got kid in between mom and dad, and they're weaving in and out of traffic. I mean, we're going through traffic circles. And our bus driver is on the phone screaming in whatever language it is. And we're dodging in and out of traffic. And he's cutting people off. And my chaplain on the bus got up to try to yell at the bus driver to calm down. And he locked the brakes up, slams our chaplain against the windshield, starts yelling at him. For about 10 minutes, our chaplain sits down, pulls his Bible out, starts reading and acts like nothing happened. Rest of us terrified.
Well, sure.
Absolutely, yeah. You are.
I mean,
Moroccan bus. Just those words together
just
really
a bus
scary.
In any place other than America.
Yeah.
This one, taxi in St. Kitts. Wife and I got stranded, so we had to call a local cab for us. Guy was drinking a beer and smoking weed. His buddy also in the car selling Rasta Christmas CDs. Drove through the hills at an extremely high rate of speed with probably a drunk driver. Needless to say, I had to buy a stupid CD. Russian cab driver.
Oh, my God.
Flying down the road. Sped between a bus and a trolley that were about to cross each other. Terrifying. We can make it.
Hold on.
Listen, tonight I have to fend off wolves.
You don't get scared when you see spark.
Lynn, your scariest ride was in Peru.
Yeah, Cusco, Peru, we were on the Seven Mountain. It was a two-track. It was a shuttle bus. And there was another car coming our way. And we're like, there's a car coming. He goes, don't worry. They have to back up. We're bigger. And I said, well, they'll fall. He goes, we'll be okay. We have shaman on our bus.
Yes. That is,
there is
when
that,
you
okay,
have a shaman.
They play, yeah. No, but they play chicken in these foreign lands so much. Like, it's not, it's how they drive.
Mm-hmm.
they play, someone's going to back off, and the bigger vehicle generally wins.
Yep. Yeah.
Because the other person knows they'll be just destroyed.
Well, it's funny. There are live leak videos of people, like, two cars on, like, one of, it's a single car road, and someone always ends up driving, like, into the side of a cliff or whatever, like, they're, like, they realize last second, like, well, it's a head-on collision, or I do some damage to my car on the side a bit.
Shaman or no shaman?
I need a shaman.
Chicago cab driver mentioned four times how he used to be on the NASCAR circuit. Uh-oh. You know, I was on the NASCAR circuit going 60 through the streets of Chicago on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I appreciate getting there fast, but I also want to live. Alyssa, your scariest ride happened in Mexico, too. What happened?
Yeah, I was on a trip with my family, and we were going down, like, you know, just a regular road. He was going fast, of course, and he started speaking in Spanish over, like, his intercom, and all of a sudden he just, like, veered off to the right on this dirt road. So we all thought we were going to just be executed. So my mom just started screaming and, like, hitting the driver, and he's turning around and, like, wait, calm down. And really there was just some work being done on the road, so we lived. He was just taking a shortcut, so yeah.
Yeah, but I understand. That happened to us on I think it was in the Dominican Republic. This guy went off the main road down this, like, dark dirt road.
You just assume,
and this
dead.
Is, you think, okay.
That's it.
He was just taking a shortcut, too. Ooh. But it was in the middle of the night, pitch black, dirt Dominican Republic road.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm like, this is where we die. This is where we die. This one, our bus driver got pulled over for suspected DUI in South Dakota. He actually wasn't drunk. He was just that bad of a driver.
Oh.
Oh, my God. A lot of cabbies come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? And they've been through the rigors of some foreign driving.
Oh, like Indian. I'm an Indian cab driver. What they've been through in there. Like, my father-in-law showed me videos of the last time we're there of the roads. Holy F.
Well, it's like 12 lanes and no lights, right?
Yeah, I mean, just insanity.
Yeah.
And cows will wander on. Like, it's just nuts. It's major cities.
Cows.
So they get here and they just still drive like that.
Yeah.
This one says, don't take the chicken buses in Nicaragua.
I won't.
I don't know how we didn't hit anyone, and I was on the verge of tears after the 2-hour trip. I'll pass on the chicken bus.
Chicken bus.
Yeah, I don't know what the chicken bus even is.
Well, that's
but
how you die. That's how you die.
Terrible.
Yeah. You get a Nicaraguan chicken disease. That's how you go out. Linda. Hi, Linda. What was your scariest ride?
Good morning. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I'm actually having a pretty terrifying ride down 8 Mile in Northville right now. But
I'm sure you are.
So everybody's had, I've had bad Bahamas and Mexico bus trips, but I actually had a bad shuttle bus trip downtown 20 plus years ago. I was really pregnant. My sister-in-law was with me. She was also really pregnant. We were going from a restaurant to the auto show. And the guy was driving like a maniac and going through intersections. The bus would dip down and we were jammed in there like cattle. And I thought I was going to go into labor. So I screamed at him. I said, if you don't stop going through these intersections so fast, you're going to have two more people on this bus than when this ride started. So I thought we were going to both give birth to our children because he was plowing through these intersections.
And did that help? Did he slow down?
No.
Oh.
You cared less.
Yeah, no, he won't. He won't give a damn.
Wild,
yeah,
wild. Yeah.
Detroit
ride,
shuttle bus rides. Driver.
Yeah.
Got stuff to do. Ken.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Jamaica is where, go ahead, speak.
heading back to the airport from Jamaica, our bus driver is beeping at cops all over the place to move out of our way. We're already driving fast, passing cops, and we get passed by a tanker truck, which almost hits a semi right in front of us, and we almost, like, all crashed into a gas truck.
You don't want to hit a gas truck in Jamaica.
You do not. Doesn't work out for you in the end. You'll hit a gas truck.
One of the worst things to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind a gas truck the other day, and it was kind of doing a little
weeble,
like,
wobble.
Almost. I felt like he was tired.
Oh.
I was like, oh, don't be tired in that thing.
Yeah, you're driving a gas truck.
Yeah.
Someone said Mexican bus drivers have nothing on the kamikaze drivers that transport you to and from tube trips up north. that even mean? What's a tube?
I don't know.
So, okay.
Okay, so like tubing down a river.
Tubing, yeah.
Oh,
when
I
you
see.
Get to the end.
They're crazy?
They got to grab you, and then they got to take you back to where your car is.
Oh. I don't know.
I didn't realize they'd be that nuts. Ricky Bobby, good morning.
Yo, yo, what's going on?
We're good. Scariest ride.
Okay, so buddy and I were going out to Niagara Falls, and we're in the mall. This guy says, you guys need a cheap taxi cab, call this number. So we call this number. They're like, okay, what are you wearing? We need to know what you're wearing. We go to pick you up. Okay. So guy pulls up, picks us up, and we ended up going out to St. Catharines. So we checked out this guitar store. I bought a guitar, and we had to call the number back. This woman comes to pick us up in the car. It looked like she just got out of an accident. It had no side mirror, and the whole side of it was all damaged. And she's going probably 200K on the highway, taking us back to Niagara Falls. My buddy and I are looking at each other like, we even going to make it? And she gets a phone call, like, midway through, how she's got to give some guy a beeger or something.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
Oh, my God.
Just
my God.
Like, what the heck, man?
You rode the Horror Express.
Yeah.
she was not an attractive lady. She was quite scary, actually.
Mm. Honest. Got a lot going on, that lady.
Yeah.
Got BJs to give. I don't know if this is true, but someone texted saying on a bus in Peru, they film you holding your passport next to your face when you board the bus. It's so they know who was on the bus in case it goes off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
Neat. I'm not going to Peru.
No.
Wow.
I have no desire to go anywhere.
They have roads there that are meant for like two donkeys, and they've got buses on them. Mm. So.
Peru.
Joe's reaching out from Boston. Scariest ride, Joe. What was it for you?
How's she going, eh?
All
right. So I was on a Greyhound from Florida to Boston. And about halfway through, the driver, I think it was like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, the driver got off the bus and just like, he pulled over and parked and got off. And he left us stranded there for like 4 hours. He got off and just quit.
Oh, so the Greyhound driver was like, I quit this bitch, guys. I'm not driving a Greyhound anymore.
Yeah, so we were like stranded for like 4 hours before. And it was funny. Someone called, and I guess they had no collection, nor like recollection of that bus ever existed or it was on the road at all.
Hmm. Oh, that's terrifying.
Oh, my God. What in the hell happened there?
Yeah, that bus you're talking about doesn't exist.
Yeah,
you
like,
think the guy wasn't actually a Greyhound driver?
I don't know. Like, it's almost like maybe. I stole a Greyhound bus 10 years ago.
And just been
no
driving.
One realized I did it. And then I've just been taking
so Greyhound passengers.
Yeah, I'm just taking Greyhound loads of people.
Wow.
They had no recollection of the bus existing.
No.
I was on a ghost bus! It was a goddamn ghost bus!
You turn around and the bus isn't even there.
Ghost bus!
Oh, being stranded on a Greyhound bus, that's a nightmare in itself.
Being on a Greyhound bus.
Oh,
sure.
My God, I took one once. And like I said, they had the oldest driver of all time. And I was like, we made it to one thing and kind of switched out drivers. And then the fattest man I've ever seen, like, just his heart was all ricotta cheese. He took the wheel and I was just like, oh, we're not going to make it.
This one, I got in a cab in Chicago. Driver had the worst BO.
Mm.
I couldn't breathe. Thought I was going to die. So I just ended up hanging my head out the window.
That's bad.
It is. We've been in a ride where the guy farted and it was like, oh my God, a dead animal had crawled in his ass. But
well, Ken and I were in that cab in Vegas, and the guy was talking about driving off a bridge, and he was just like, you know, you get point in life where you're just at your wit's end, you know, you just want to take your cab, just kind of jerk the wheel, and this just
hit
him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Ken were like, oh, I'm right here. This dark Vegas alley's perfect.
Another one said, I used to actually drive taxi in Michigan, picked up a guy from Metro Airport. He needed to be in Troy in 35 minutes. Well, I got him there in 30, but he threw up twice in the car. Still gave me a $100 tip.
You made it, didn't you?
threw up twice. That is not what I want. Let's go next to Ross. It was Puerto Rico where you had your scariest ride.
Oh, yeah. So, balls in the penis.
But, yes, penis.
So we were in Puerto Rico. We went out, got drunk, and got picked up by a cab driver. And he said he owned his own little chauffeur business on the side, wanting to give us a tour of the rainforest in Puerto Rico. So I said, okay, you know, pick us up in the morning.
Mm.
He picked us up, didn't realize how sketchy the guy was because we were drunk the night before.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, on the way to the rainforest, he decided to take a side tour because he wanted to show us a native flower. And it was me and my fiance. We were on the way there, and we both looked at each other when he took this side road, like, oh, we're dead.
Yep.
Like, this is it. And it turns out, you know, it was a sketchy neighborhood, you know, bars on the windows, but he really just pulled over and just picked this flower, gave it to my fiance, and we went to the rainforest afterwards, but we thought we were dead for sure.
Anytime a foreign driver veers off the road, we all over. Assume it's the end for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And most of them have turned out quite well. It's just a nice foreign driver.
I just wanted to get you a special flower.
Still scary.
But it is totally scary. You don't hear about the ones that don't.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah,
you
the ones left to tell the story.
Right.
One more call. Anonymous.
Disappear.
Ripcord?
Ripcord. Scariest ride.
So a few of my buddies and I decided that we're going to go to a strip club. And we get an Uber to go back home. We thought that would be cool. And this guy picks us up, and he's super weird. And we go to get inside the cab, and he goes, names, please. So my buddies all give him fake names. Like, my name's Ricardo. And I'm like, okay, one of these guys have to be the guys for you came to pick up. So I'm like, okay, like, my name's Nick. And he's like, all right. Which is, it isn't, but, I mean, that was the guy who
right.
was the cab. So yeah. Like, whatever. So anyway, we start driving, and he starts doing, like, 75 miles an hour down Michigan Avenue, which in this area is 55 miles an hour. So we're doing about 20 over. And we're all texting each other, telling each other to delete my browser history after I die. And so we're all texting each other. We're kind of laughing a little bit. And one of my buddies is like, you know, he's going to wear our skins as goats, guys. So he says it's like Silence of the Lambs, and then my buddy does. And then he starts playing lamb noises from the back seat. So it's really quiet. And then all of a sudden you hear, nah. And this guy's getting kind of mad at us because we're all drunk and acting cool.
Yeah.
So we're about to get on 275, and mind you, he was just doing 20 over, doing like 75 down Michigan Avenue. So we're like, okay, he's going to get on 275, and this is it, guys. We're going down. This is the end. So he gets on Michigan, or he gets on 275, and he starts doing like 45 miles an hour in the left lane in the rain.
Opposite, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were all like pretty sure that we're going to die. I was going to give him one stars, but then I realized that he knew where I lived, and I was
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Cannot.
It's too bad I didn't kill them all.
One more here in a text.
How many stars did you give me? Could have killed that whole car.
Greyhound bus from Boston to New York City. Two drunk guys got into a knife fight on the bus.
Oh, knife fight.
Knife fight on your Greyhound. That's pretty damn scary.
That is.
You just hunker down.
That's right.
Hunker down, yeah.
I don't know who's going to win this.
I hope it doesn't get to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. What's your messed up family situation? For example, a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix just married her best friend's dad. So now she's her best friend's stepmom. Are they cool with it? We'll get to the story in just a second. But what's your messed up family situation? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. It's got to be really messed up in order for us to take your call. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. It would be like Lisa's mom single all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
And I'm single.
Yes.
And I go for Lisa's mom.
Awesome.
And now I'm Lisa's stepdad.
Yeah, amazing.
Lisa, listen to your father. Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I think you'd be more telling me what to do all the time.
If I was doing Lisa's mom, that would be way more messed up.
Oh, if James was your stepdad.
Yes, oh, my God. Then you knew. Then you know your mom's into something.
So I think it's time to go clean your room.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if you're a grown-ass woman. Time to go clean your room.
Yeah.
You better listen to your stepdad.
Yep.
That is a weird thought.
Imagine how weird that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this woman in this story is going through. A 27-year-old woman married her best friend's dad, who's twice her age. Taylor is 27. Kern Lehman is the guy's name. He's 52.
Kern Lehman?
Kern Lehman.
Yep.
Kern. They met through Kern's daughter, Amanda, who's 30. They say it was love at first sight. Taylor says, I thought he was very handsome. They live in Phoenix, by the way. When we first met, I worked with Kern's daughter. She was my best friend, and he was married at the time, and I was also in a relationship. Initially, she had some reservations about dating her friend's dad, but she said she got over it. They actually just got married in May. Did we put the link to this article on the website?
We did not. Not this one.
Okay. But you can... I think I have the pictures of them here. Maybe somewhere. So you guys can see just what they look like, because in color it's better.
Huh.
So there's the dad. That's Taylor.
Kern's in pretty good shape for an older guy.
He is. Yeah, he is. So that's,
and which one is he dating?
That's his daughter. This is his now wife. They were best friends. Now she's her stepmom.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
But I mean, I know a situation where this basically went down.
Something really like this?
Yeah, almost exactly like it. This girl's dad went for one of her friends. Yeah.
And did they actually?
Yeah, they were together for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not cool with that.
No, such a mind F.
It's like your dad, that's weird.
And then I know another situation where someone's dad tried to pay someone. Like $1,000, let me do stuff, you know.
Wow.
That's someone's dad. That's a mess. That's a mess. Like a best friend. That's messed up.
So, Taylor said she had some reservations at first. At the beginning, she said, my parents were concerned. My mom was upset that this was my friend's dad.
Well, could you even imagine the mom?
No. But now they say all their families approve. They say, though, it's in public, people still think that she's
his daughter.
Yeah,
one of his kids.
They always say, oh, your daughter can sign this or get your daughter to fill out this. But she said it doesn't bother her.
Laughs.
They're used to it. She said their attraction is more than just skin deep. So we hit it off. We like the same music. We're both kind of old souls. I fell in love with him for his personality. It made him so attractive. He's fun. He's outgoing. We both like to party, and he's charming. Now, they've had the talk about the fact that he's obviously likely going to die first.
Mm-hmm.
They met with a trust and an attorney.
Yeah, she'll have to take care of him soon.
Mm-hmm. They have no plans for having kids. She said it's not something she's wanted anyway. And he's a retiree. So they have lots of fun times together, she said. So weird, though, that she started out as friends with the daughter, and now she's married to the
daughter. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, you would assume you put someone into a category, like a
non-bangable
like
category,
just a not even think about it category.
Yeah, because most daughters wouldn't be cool with that.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
That's pretty rare.
Most daughters, even if you didn't know the person, wouldn't be cool with you being with someone who's their age.
No,
you know what I mean.
No.
As a dad.
So what's your messed up family situation? 1-855-954-6969. Voice-changing technology.
Smart.
As our first anonymous caller joins us. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So what is it?
All right. So I met my future stepmom in a gangbang.
Oh, my
sweet
goodness.
Lord.
My God.
In case people couldn't understand, you met your future stepmom in a gangbang.
That's how you met her.
Wait a second. Hold on. Did you have sex with your future stepmom?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
My
that's
goodness.
Weird.
So, you know.
She's younger than me, though. She's younger than me.
How did your dad end up with her?
Well, she used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
And we used to be, me and my buddies used to go down to Providence, and we became friends with her. And became friends with her and a bunch of her friends. They used to go to my house and, you know, drink and, you know, get silly.
Yeah.
So one time we drank too much, and then we all got together and we just kind of started gangbanging.
Yeah. Yep.
So she kept coming over to my house, and about 2 weeks later, my father was over. They started talking and exchanged phone numbers, and later on, a couple weeks after that, I go over and goes, yeah, I'm dating so-and-so.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
What?
Did you tell your dad, though, that you banged her?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you can't.
I guess you can't. So he doesn't know.
Here's the thing. It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
It's worse.
Yeah,
gets worse. Lisa can't understand.
Hold on.
Lisa can't wrap her Lisa
on.
Head around
Hold
how
on,
it could
I'm
be worse.
Hold on, seatbelt.
Hold on. Go.
Okay. So, it gets worse. So, she got married at the reverse, the
reception
before the wedding. Oh. Yeah, so it had me and all my buddies were there.
Oh, no.
So, we all looking at each other, you know, thinking, hey, this girl here, her bridesmaids, so it was me and my buddies on one table, and her friends that we pretty much all had a gangbang were pretty much in the same table.
Okay,
well, dead silent.
What happened?
And then what happened was my future stepmom got a little bit drunk and kind of go, so we have skeletons before the wedding. Me, your son, and his friends, and my friends,
she said it at the wedding.
Your future stepmom was a whore and is still a whore, I guess. Your mom's a whore. All right, thanks for calling in. Your now mom's a whore.
I don't know. See, I think you just, I mean, he did the right thing, though. You don't say anything because, number one, the dad probably doesn't care. Like, when you're when you're of a certain age, though, you stop caring about any of that stuff. You just don't care. The son thing makes it weirder, but I mean, you don't care. Like, whatever your past is your past.
Yeah, but you can't tell. I agree with you. The dad may care, but it's you just can never mention it.
No.
Man, you guys, there's so many messed up family situations. I just found out my cousin and I are actually brothers. My mom and her brother-in-law hooked up.
Man.
So I have a cousin brother. I'm an identical twin, and I dated my twin's baby daddy after they had the baby.
Oh, man. See, the twins are weird, man, because they spend a lot of time
together.
So, like, even if one of them has a boyfriend, I always wonder about that. It's like, okay, well, one of you likes that guy.
Like to share.
Well, I don't
they
know.
Like the same things.
Well, that's
people.
The thing, you know, like you end up liking the same things. And like, so one person gets sick of that. The one that was actually with him, but then the other one is like, oh, well, you know, like that person's great. They treated you so great. You just don't realize, you know, it's weird.
This is the dad in this story looks like, was it Sergeant Slaughter?
I mean, not exact. No. Sergeant, he's way better looking than Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay. Got a Sergeant Slaughter vibe from him. There's a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix who we're talking about. She just married her best friend's dad. So now she's her best friend's stepmom. What's your messed up family situation? Jeff is up next. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good.
I'm Carl, a long-time listener.
Thanks, man.
So my mom is dating my 20-year-old friend from work, and she's 45.
So he was your friend before your mom met him?
Yes, and they're currently living in a house that I own.
Oh, my God, dude. Your friend has shacked up with your mom. How's the friendship going?
Oh, terrible. I hate him.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what about, like, Thanksgiving and all that, like, family gatherings? What happens?
Currently, I'm not even talking to her right now, so I'm not 100% sure how that's going to go, but we're going to figure that out. I'm getting a new place shortly because I don't live in my house.
You're letting them stay there, though?
Well.
Yeah, it's my mom, you know?
Oh, God,
that's
dude.
Just it. Like, yeah, it's his mom.
I guess, mom. But your mom has hooked up with your friend moved him into your house.
I couldn't even imagine that.
No, I can't imagine
that.
My mom dating you?
Yeah, I know.
No, never. The worst.
I'd be exhausted.
Oh, God. You'd be sending texts. You'd be the worst guy for that to happen to.
Oh,
the
worst. Photos.
Can you imagine the stuff Chuck would be taunting me with if he was with my mother?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the worst situation ever.
Boudoir shots.
Jesus.
Hey, your mom was asleep this morning.
Oh, God.
I took this.
No, listen, it would end up with me brutally killing
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Chuck like, would be in cold blood
yes.
dead.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't handle the mental torture he put me through.
No.
And as a guy, too, like, I'd realize, oh, Dave would, he'd kill me. He'd, like, I'd be dead. So, like, all these guys that sign up to do this, I don't get it. Like,
no.
You're signing up. Someone could kill you.
All right, so let's take a few more of your calls here. What's your messed up family situation like this woman whose best friend is now her stepmom? What do you think, Kate? What's going on?
So, actually, I have my two biological parents. They had me very young. They both got remarried. My stepmother and my father got married first. My mother and my stepfather were the best man and maid of honor at their wedding. And then my mother and my stepfather had a son, and my father and stepmother are the godparents. So,
wow, so they split up, but they still were really close with all that's, they still kept in each other's lives.
Yeah, yeah, and my two little brothers, even though they're not related at all, they think that they're brothers, too. So I guess it works out for everybody.
That's good.
Well, I mean, it's amicable. I mean, it's not, there's no, like, incestual weird stuff.
Yeah,
it's
just they get along.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of okay. Of all the stories we've heard, that's one. That one's all right.
It's rare.
Christy's from Southwest Florida. What's your messed up family situation, Christy?
Okay, when I was 24, I started dating a man and didn't know he was twice my age. He was 48. Mm. Well, either way, we started dating for 8 years. What ended our relationship is his daughter is the same age as me. Well, she hooked up with my ex, who is my baby daddy, and they got married and had a kid. So one night, my 8-year-old daughter asked me if my boyfriend at the time and I got married, and then his daughter and her dad got married.
I'm what so your make? Florida math has totally confused me. I have no idea what's going on here.
What would your kid have been?
Well, she was at my daughter. My kid was asking me what my boyfriend would have been to her. Would it have been her stepdad or her step granddad?
Both.
Because her daughter married her dad, and if I married him, what would that make her to him?
Oh, it is a shame kids had to do that math.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It really is.
Is he my dad, Pa?
He's your granddad.
All these situations just seem like lazy people. Like you're just so lazy. You can't like go beyond.
Yeah, you can't branch outside the house.
Outside of,
yeah.
Besides what's so close right there.
Man, there's so many other people in the world.
Yeah.
That you haven't slept with yet.
Yep.
This guy said, I have a living situation failure. I live in a shed out back of my ex-wife's house, of which I used to live. Also, her boyfriend and my 14-year-old son live in the house. The shed has power, but that's it. It's 5 by 12 feet. Ooh.
Hmm.
So, like, let's say, Chuck, for example, one day you get divorced.
Yes.
And then you just live out back in a shed.
I might have to.
Patty moves a new guy in.
Yeah, that's
kids
fine.
Live there.
I won't care.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't
no
care.
No way.
I wouldn't care at all, though.
Yes, you
they would.
Would
be more upset by me being there than I would be.
Holy
I'd be
smokes.
Like, it's fine. At least I get to see my kids.
The
Can
story.
I use the pool?
The story that's making news is about a 27-year-old woman from Phoenix who married her best friend's dad, so now she's her best friend's stepmom. We wanted to know what your messed up family situation is. Scott from Fort Myers, you're up next. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
All right, so this happened about 16 years ago, so none of the people are together anymore, but I was in a wedding for my brother and his wife, who I had dated when I was 15. And one of the bridesmaids was a girl that I dated when I was 16 from England. And the other bridesmaid was my current girlfriend at the time. So I had two ex-girlfriends and a girlfriend. And my ex-girlfriend was marrying my brother.
So, Scott, you nailed all the bitches, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Basically.
Basically. There was one bridesmaid I didn't, but nobody wanted her anyway.
What a day in your life when you have nailed three quarters of the female bridal party.
The only one he didn't bang was the battleship.
Wow. Yep. Is that I guess it's a proud moment as a dude. It's a strange moment.
To be honest, I bet you're more freaked out that day because you're like, oh man, they're all. Because I don't think you ever want two girls around talking about stuff that you've done.
Christina, I understand your situation's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay.
I want to say hi to Lisa, Penis Balls.
Hey, Balls.
So my stepfather, his parents were married for a very long time, and then they separated, and he ended up with my stepdad's best friend.
Your stepfather was married to your mom. Oh, so he was gay.
Okay. No, my stepfather's parents were married, and my stepfather's parents got divorced, and so my stepfather's best friend ended up with his father. So he came out after he was divorced. He was gay, and he ended up with my stepdad's best friend.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, yeah. So it'd be like me and you are best buddies.
Right.
Okay. And then your dad leaves your mom, says, guess what? I'm gay. And I'm like, Dave, I never told you this, but also I'm gay, and I am banging your dad.
Oh, my God.
No.
I think that's one worse than him banging my mom. He's banging my dad.
Oh, man.
You guys, get up to banging it. My dad.
Hey, Dave, I got to send you a text.
No!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.